six, seven, eight, nine.
Now more of Reach Deep with Dan Riccio and Randy Janda.
You're listening to Reach Deep. Randy Janda, Myra Lawrence. We're live on a location at the Richmond Oval. This is the scene of the Drive basketball camp here at the Oval, where a lot of kids are here playing ball right now. They're getting schooled by NBA players, Jamal Murray and Dylan Brooks. Jamal Murray of the Denver Nuggets, of course. Dylan Brooks of the Memphis Grizzlies are here coaching kids and putting on a bit of a show. We've got a special guest, Team Canada's very own, the Denver Nuggets' very own, Jamal Murray. Welcome, Jamal. It's nice to have you here, man.
Thanks for having me.
Cool summer. A lot has happened in the NBA. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you're here at this basketball camp, the Drive basketball camp, and been schooling the kids a little bit. You put on a dunk show a little bit earlier on. What's your central message to these guys when you come out here to a camp like this?
I think my biggest thing is just to go out there and have fun. You know, I want the kids to have fun. I want them to see my appreciation and my passion for the game. So I try to go out there and try to show them that and have fun with them, hop in the drills, play games with them, just kind of, make it feel a part of basketball.
Jamal, I mean, obviously you're a busy guy. You've got your games and you're playing in the regular season. Why is it important for you to come here to the West Coast to be part of a basketball camp like this and help the young kids?
It just brings you back. You know, I think in the NBA, everything goes so fast. You know, your mind's just going, your motor's going. And to not have to play basketball all the time and kind of look back and try to give back to the kids and try to show them the reason why you're playing basketball, not just go out there and it's not all about skills, not all about talent. It's about how much you love the game, how much you want to get better as a player and a person. So I like to come here and just kind of take a step back from basketball and look at the kids.
Does it take you back? You basically virtually grew up on a basketball court with your dad and him being a big influence on you. Does this take you back to your days?
For sure. Like you said, I had a basketball court right across the street from me. So I had a basketball court in my backyard, basketball court in my room. So, I mean, basketball was everything for me, and I think that just shows my love for the game. So I think just being on the court with my dad all the time, showing my love, wanting to go out there, wanting to practice, wanting to get better, going through ups and downs, crying through it, push-ups, running the hill, punishment, all that. I think that just kind of made me love the game more, and I want to come back here and share my story and look at how much these kids love basketball and trying to reach their dreams.
Well, you mentioned your dad there, and he got you to do some pretty interesting stuff growing up, just to try new things, kung fu, I've read, meditation exercise. What was behind that, and how did that benefit you?
Benefit me a lot. You know, I like to meditate before games, especially before I go to bed, just kind of look back, reflect on myself, kind of hear no noise from anybody or anything, no phone, no distractions, no nothing, just kind of look back at myself and look myself in the mirror, what I can do better and how I want to envision myself playing the game and look at myself as a person. So I think that just helps me a lot, stay grounded and look ahead to the future.
When you talk about your meditation and, some quiet time, now I understand from an article that I read that, you didn't have a cell phone for a while you were playing. Like, it's all basketball for you. Like, that just seems, we're attached to our cell phones, right? So it's like, how did you manage to not have a cell phone, and how was that part of your preparation for games?
I mean, for me, growing up in Kitchener, didn't have a phone, didn't have internet, had a TV, but didn't have no cable. So I think when I came home from school, it was just homework, basketball, eats, basketball, sleep, and then, get ready to do it all over again. It was like, how much do you want to play the game? How much, where are you trying to go with that? Are you trying to play basketball for fun, or are you trying to actually, go somewhere and be focused on what you got to do? Because it's not an easy road, so you got to be really committed, and especially in Kitchener. I'm not in Toronto. I'm in Kitchener. Mm-hmm. So getting those looks, getting the people to see my game and always show it in front of other guys, really helped me, and it just kept me focused, knowing that I got to do certain things and I got to be different than everybody else to get to where I want to go.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Jamal Murray of the Denver Nuggets at the Drive basketball camp here in Richmond at the Richmond Oval. And Jamal, there's a lot of kids here that look at you and say, "Hey, he's my favorite player. He's the guy that I look up to." When you were growing up, who was that guy that you looked up to and you wanted to be?
Vince Carter, for sure. Obviously Michael Jordan, you can't go wrong with him, but when I turn on the TV or when I watch the dunk contest or any games, it was Vince that I was watching. He brought that love for the game, when he was in Toronto. He brought that love for the game, he brought that That fire and that flair, that enthusiasm, he made people want to go and watch the game and be a part of it. So while he was dunking, I was practicing the dunks in my room on my little tykes net, you know, just doing windmills and stuff and trying to go between the legs and all that. And he made me you know, want to play even more and get out there on the court.
Do you remember that first game against Vince Carter when you turned pro?
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking. I was definitely more like starstruck, you know. It was more than anybody else. Just seeing him work out, because we worked out at the same time before the game, like 50 minutes before like we go in to do the meetings. He's working out and I'm working out. I'm working out and shooting. I'm just looking at him like I'm a fan. You know, like, yeah, I'm looking at him like I'm a fan, just taking my shots. I'm missing and stuff. Like, oh geez, like he's shooting half push shots and I'm just looking at him, just having fun. And that was definitely a special moment. And then next year, RJ, I forget who we're playing, but in Sacramento. So RJ brought me up to him at half court before the game, just said hi, and I got to talk to him, you know, one-on-one personally. So it was just cool to get to see him, get to talk to him, and go against him.
You talk about, you know, I've heard you say a couple times, hard work and the tears and the sweat and all that and going basketball. I mean, how you don't get to the NBA without all that hard work. Is that part of your message to the kids here, too?
For sure. I think, you know, there's definitely a lot people like to use videos and hype themselves up, and colleges see them, and the, you know, younger kids see high school kids and start to become fans. But it wasn't like that in Canada for me. It was like I came out of nowhere, and you know, I had to prove myself and reprove myself all over again in certain different occasions to show that I was real. So yeah, it's a different method. You know, in America, everybody gets hyped up and, you know, all that stuff. In Canada, you don't really get as many looks as that. You know, so that was definitely a different perspective.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Jamal Murray of the Denver Nuggets at the Dry Basketball Camp here at the Richmond Oval. And Jamal, we got to talk some NBA. There's a lot that's been going on this summer. LeBron to the Lakers, Kawhi to the Raptors, DeMar heading to the West Coast, the Western Conference to play in your conference. Fans love it. Fans love the movement. As a player, are you intrigued? Are you checking your phone when you have a chance and being like, I can't believe LeBron went to the Lakers?
I mean, yeah, it's inevitable. You know, they want guys to move around and make it interesting and stuff, so you just kind of sit back and relax, but I don't want you know, indulge in that too much. You know, everybody's going to play for their team and stuff, but I got to worry about my game and my team and where I want to go.
What kind of things are you working on, then, I guess, this offseason, if you're working on your game?
Just everything. You know, my percentage, my efficiency, getting healthy, you know, keeping my body right, eating right, keeping my mental, you know, grounded and focused and all that. So it just starts with the mind. I think that's the biggest thing. It starts with the mind, and that translates to the body. So working on basically everything, like I said, anywhere on the spot, shooting, you know, finishes, free throws. Yeah, I can get better at free throws, so all that.
Are right. You ever satisfied?
Nah, I've never. Nah. Nah.
Well, your team right now, you guys picked up Isaiah Thomas, of course. He's looking for a bounce back year, but you've got some great players like yourself, Paul Millsap. What are the expectations heading into this new season for you guys? Seems like you're building something pretty good there in Denver.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we got some great pieces, some great, great young talent from the draft as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how we play, see how Coach sets us up and all that. So excited to get out there, excited to go back to Denver and see everybody and get to work.
You listen to Reach Deep. We're joined by Jamal Murray of the Denver Nuggets and, of course, Team Canada here at the Richmond Oval. Jamal, I've had people tweeting me, telling me to ask you this question. You represented Canada in the past, the 2015 Pan Am Games. You won the medal as well. The September qualifiers, will you be there?
I'm not sure. You know, most likely not, just because this is a big year for me, you know, going on my third year and all that. So, but, you know, I play for Canada, you know, every year. You know, I love representing my country. I love going out there and going on the floor with all those guys, like guys like Dylan, you know, that's here right now. So, you know, I'll be there every other year. But, no, this year is kind of my year to kind of take a step back and focus on the things I got to do.
And how tough of a decision is that? You know, there's a lot that happened when, you know, Andrew Wiggins didn't play for the team the last time around. You weren't there. Tristan wasn't there. Tristan Thompson, of course, of the Cavaliers. But for you guys, how big of a decision is that for you to make?
It's huge. You know, especially once the season ends, you know, you're just tired. You just want to rest and stuff. And then you get a couple weeks, and you're like, okay, maybe I could go back and play. And then it's kind of like you got to think about it as a whole. Like, I really only had 2 weeks of rest. I got to think about the season. I got to think about, you know, what I got to do for myself, especially this is a coming year for myself. So that's big on me. But I'll be there every other year. You know, fans ain't got to worry about that.
You got to take care of your own business this
yes,
year,
sir.
Jamal. All right, Jamal Murray joining us here, the NBA Zone. I got to ask, and I got to set this up for our listeners right now, because we have kids that keep inching closer and closer and closer to you. We've got cameras out. We've got autograph books standing here. Does this ever get old for you?
Nah, it's fun for me, you know, to see everybody. I'd love for me and my game, and I get to, you know, show my appreciation back. So I know that when I, once I sign some autographs, take some pictures, I'll be making their day and stuff. So you know, I take pride in that. You know, a funny story is when Vince was in, like, a scrimmage back in Toronto, you know, I was there with my dad, and I think there's a timeout or something. And it wasn't really a full gym, and so I was able to yell at the top of my lungs, "Vince Carter, Vince Carter!" And he looked back at me and smiled, pointed his hand up, and that just made my day. So from now on, like when I see kids, it's kind of like the same kind of feeling, knowing that I remember the feeling I had, so I kind of share that feeling with them.
Yeah, you went from being one of these kids looking for that autograph to being an NBA player. We're going to let you go real quick here, but I got one final question for you as far as saying, you know, what advice do you have for a kid like these kids or a little bit older who are trying to get to the NBA? What advice do you have for them?
I think just love the game. You know, you can work on your skill, you can work on your talent, but it's hard to work on your passion. It's hard to work on liking something that's, you know, not a person. It's, you know, you want a sport is something that you put your love and passion into, and you got to better yourself and make sacrifices too. So I think once you put your love into the game, everything else will fall into place.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Jamal. This is awesome. We're going to get you to sign those autographs that you're talking about.
Your fan club here.
They're slowly encroaching on your territory there. Thanks very much, Jamal. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That was Jamal Murray of the Denver Nuggets joining us here in Richmond at the Richmond Oval. And now he's going to be signing some autographs while he's still seated here with us.
Sportsnet 650.